This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Remember, stories we're talking about here are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Also, find all the podcast on our website, FMTalk1065.com. You can click the COVID-19 local news tab or just the main podcast tab. Or better yet, hopefully you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher. Or really, actually, I mean, go down the list, but any podcast platform out there, we're probably most likely available on it, so check it out. All right, I want to continue a conversation that we've had a couple weeks ago, but we're going to continue the conversation because there's more questions, and this is a area that I think we're trying to navigate whatever happens tomorrow, next week, or next month. And for small businesses, it's a question of will they be around next week, next month, next year? And that's why so many have moved forward to the SBA loan. And joining us from Crowe, Shields, and Bailey, Andrew Bailey, back on Midday Mobile again. Thanks, Andrew.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And I know y'all's life is like the life of so many, except y'all's is about being busy right now. I imagine it's your phone rings off the hook.
Oh, yeah. We're very fortunate right now to, you know, still get phone calls. And, yeah, we're staying very busy at this point in time.
So if people weren't listening when we talked before, this that came out of the CARE Act, right, this SBA loan, describe it. Like, what's the quick version of why this is different from some other SBA loan?
Oh, yeah. So this, you're right, this came out in the CARES Act that got passed a few weeks ago. And the big difference in this is, you know, it's a disaster-type loan. Well, this disaster affects the whole entire country, so that's one big difference. It's not just focused on one area. And two, this is the first loan that I know of that has debt forgiveness built into it. So if you borrow the money and do everything you're supposed to with the funds, it can be completely forgiven. So it's going to be big for these small businesses because right now cash flow is probably pretty tight for a lot of them.
I imagine I'm going to ask you a question that you answered on your phone calls over the last few weeks. What's the catch, Andrew? How's this work? What's the catch? Where, I mean, there's no way it's just straight forgiveness.
Well, so it's called the Paycheck Protection Program, and the main purpose is to pay payroll costs and keep people off of unemployment. And so just say you're eligible to borrow $100,000. Well, if you rehire anybody that you had to let go and use your $100,000 to pay mainly your payroll costs, and then pay your health insurance benefits and a little bit of rent, a little bit of utilities, then it could be 100% forgiven. And obviously, you're right. I mean, there are a lot of exceptions to it, and you got to know the details, but if you're using it correctly, it could be 100% forgiven.
You're talking about the rehiring. What about me? We've not let anybody go, but will we still be eligible for using that money for payroll?
Oh, for sure. If you haven't let anybody go at this point, then yes. Yeah, that's the key. Is the government wants you to keep paying your employees to where you don't get to the situation where you have to let them go.
Okay, so that being said, then there was the crush of people that heard this across the country, the businesses going in and filing for it. Do you think most people have gotten filed already?
I would say, I don't know the numbers, but I would say a lot of people, yes, have filed. Now, as far as who has received cash, that's really up to the banks. I read this morning that I believe that there's been 150 billion approved by the SBA, but only a small fraction of that has actually been funded. So the SBA is approving these loans, but then they got to get back to the bank that they ran their application through and get the money from them. And I think that's kind of the kink in the process right now, because this is new for the banks as well, so they're still trying to iron out the details.
Wouldn't the banks have a vested interest in it though, because they're going to make some percentage here, right, for doing the work?
For sure, yeah. If they have a structured tier based on the amount of the loan, they're getting paid by the government for processing these loans. You're exactly correct.
So there is an incentive for that. I guess they don't get paid till they turn it around, right? And the small business gets paid?
Yeah, I'm not sure the timing of the payments and all that. But yeah, I mean, there's incentives laid out there because, the interest rates on these loans are really low. So if they didn't have the payment from the government, there'd be pretty low incentive for the banks to process these.
And that people say, well, wait, you're talking, you said forgiveness, now you're talking about interest rate. What about the low interest rate, but what does that apply to?
So it's a 1% interest rate, and from the date you're approved for this loan or the origination date, you do start accruing interest. Now, at 1%, it's not going to be very much, but yeah, there is interest, and I believe, don't quote me on it, but I believe the interest is forgiven as well if you qualify for the full forgiveness.
Now, you and I talked about this before. We talked about the paychecks, keeping people on the payroll, but also, like, have you dug into the utilities, it said, and different operating costs? Can you give us, like, a quick tour of what might be forgiven as well?
Right, and so as long as you use 75% of the loan for payroll costs, which are your wages, your state unemployment taxes, you know, some health insurance premiums, then you'll qualify. And the other 25% could be used for rent. It could be used for interest on a mortgage that you had on a building, or utilities. And utilities, you know, covers everything from your power and water bill to your internet bill.
Looking at a note you had sent me here about what, and I like it, you know, the feeling of people out there. You said that small businesses want to be proactive. They want to be doing something. They're like, okay, we filed it, but what do we need to do next? You have a list of some things we should be doing next.
So next would be, you know, one is obviously following up your bank, because they're the ones that have the cash that's coming to you. Two, you know, set up a separate bank account. Now, you know, because there's a lot of documentation that's going to have to go into the loan forgiveness. So if you have a separate bank account holding these funds, it's going to be a lot easier to track what you spend it on. And it's going to make the bank, and if you have a hire an accountant, it's make their job a lot easier when it's time to submit the documents for forgiveness.
So I mean, you would open an additional business account, right?
Banks are already doing that. You know, when they give you the funds, it's going to be a separate account that is solely exists to hold these funds for this loan. And then if you need to make payroll, you know, you would just make a transfer to your payroll account, and that way you know exactly how much of this loan you spent and what you spent it on.
Okay, so that's how you would keep the paperwork. You would say, okay, we're transmitting X number of dollars on the 14th here, or the fit to have in the account to make payroll. So you'd write the check from, or you transfer from the one account to your other account.
Exactly, and also, there's no prepayment penalties. So you know, some businesses are going to get in a situation where, you know, maybe their payroll costs aren't as high as they were before the crisis happened. And so they're still going to have part of the loan that is forgiven, but they're going to have a balance due at the end. So if you have all that cash sitting there that you didn't use, you can turn around and go ahead and pay it back. There's no penalty for prepaying it.
Okay. And is there any, when they go through and look at this, let's say the business is up and they're still cash flowing, but they use this to offset the cost of payroll or whatever it is. If they still had cash flow coming in the main account, is that going to be compared against the other one? In other words, are they going to have to show up? If they transferred $10,000, would they show a $10,000 deficit in their main account that they transferred in, or will they go back and look at that?
They're not going to look at revenue numbers. Really, the only thing that's going to be looked at are, you know, how many employees you had before the crisis, and there's two different time periods you can pick. And then how many employees you had during the 8-week period that's eligible for loan forgiveness, because they want you to get back to that employee count that you had before the crisis happened. So as long as you're hitting those targets, and you know your cash flow and your revenue coming in is going to be irrelevant for the loan forgiveness calculation.
All right, coming right back, more with Andrew Bailey, and I'll get some of your questions answered as well. He's with Crowe, Shields & Bailey. Ben has spent a lot of time looking at this over the last 3 weeks. He can answer your questions, so bring him to him at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad you're along, and good to have another conversation with Andrew Bailey from Crowe, Shields & Bailey. One question you and I talked about during the news break there, Andrew, was that 8 weeks time. So from when you get, I guess, when you get the check, does it all come in one lump sum, or are you going to get it in phases? Do you know that?
I believe it's going to come in one lump sum. We've had a few clients already that received it yet, and it was one lump sum.
Okay.
And so when you receive that cash, that's when that clock starts.
The clock for 8 weeks, right? Describe this to folks, eight weeks.
So the 8-week window is what they're going to look at of what you're eligible for your loan forgiveness. So, you know, what amount that you spend during those 8 weeks on your payroll costs, your rent and utilities, that's going to be the deciding factor of how much or if the whole amount of the loan is going to be forgiven or not.
Okay, and if you got to the end of the 8 weeks, or you get to week seven or whatever, realize you didn't need the entirety of the loan, you could pay back the remainder with no prepayment penalty.
That's correct. Yeah, there are no prepayment penalties of this program, and also your payments, your first payment required is going to be deferred 6 months. So you have a little while to where you even have to make a payment back. And one thing I forgot to mention, you know, a lot of people are probably in a situation where, all right, they get this cash this week. Well, they're not going to open next week, or it might be a month before they open. I think the law is the banks have to disperse the funds within 10 days of you being approved. So or 10 calendar days. So you can try to push the bank to defer the cash a little bit, but you're not going to be able to, you know, sit on that for months at a time.
But that's something to be in conversation with your banker about, right? Because if you're closed and you're not doing anything right now, you want to see how long it can be until you get the money.
Exactly, because once you get that money, that's when your 8-week clock starts.
Hey, Andrew, what's the I talked about it here at work when we were filing our stuff, the EIDL or EIDL, what is that?
So that's the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and that has been around with the SBA for other disasters, you know, hurricanes, etc. You know, originally when this rolled out for coronavirus, they were saying that people are going to be eligible for up to $2 million loans, and they were looking at your revenue and cost of goods sold. But I was reading, I think they've had, I don't know how many, it might be hundreds of millions of applications for this already. There was only $17 billion set aside for this program, and there's been like a $350 billion need requested. So as of now, they're capping everybody that applies for this at only $15,000, which for a lot of small businesses, that's not going to make hardly a dent in any of the operating expenses.
All right, I have some text questions here have come in. This one, if a business hires a person after the business receives the loan, does the new employee's wages qualify for forgiveness?
Yes, they do. They're just looking at your employee count, you know, how many employees you had before and how many you had after. You don't have to rehire the same people. It could be somebody new.
All right, Brandon says, what about independent contractors, self-employed people? He says, I have a small trucking company, and we pull containers out of the Port of Mobile, but all of my trucks are owner-operators, and the business is off 60%.
Okay, so if you're paying self-employed contractors, you don't have any payroll costs that are eligible, because they've specifically said that 1099 people are not considered your employees, but the people that are the independent contractors, they can go out and file their own loan, and it's kind of the same process, you know, whatever their self-employed income is going to be what they're eligible for. We're still waiting on guidance to come in from the government, because I'm not quite 100% sure of how their loan forgiveness is going to work, because they just pay themselves. That means they just, you know, keep the money in their pocket. I'm not sure on the loan forgiveness for self-employed people at this time.
But I mean, isn't that kind of, and I know this is outside of your scope, this is political, not factual, but I mean, that's the definition of a small business, a you know, single proprietor, right? I mean, they're
right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are self-employed out there that will be eligible for this.
Yeah, and Skip says on the text line here, too, said, I'm an independent contractor applying for PPP. The figure I used for the amount I applied for was my net income divided by 12 times 2.5 months, with no additional figure for mortgage, interest, or utilities. Can I use PPP money as compensation for commissions lost to pay for income taxes due for 2019?
And that's how I understand it. You know, they just got to release some more guidance. You know, the independent contractors, they're not getting paid right now, so they would receive these loan proceeds and pay themselves of what they would typically get paid. And yeah, they could also use a little bit to pay their rent or mortgage, interest, or utilities if they do have some type of office deduction. And that's how I interpret law, but they just need to release some more guidance.
Is that how it works? I mean, you're getting supplemental documents coming in to say, okay, here's the new part, or do they end? Or do y'all see something like frequently asked questions or something like that for people in your shoes?
Yeah, there's on the Treasury website, they released a frequently asked questions document, I believe last Thursday, but that was more focused on the, you know, multi-employee operating businesses. They need to release another one that focuses on the self-employed and sole proprietors.
Right. This texter says, if we met the money, the payroll, equal or greater than 75% of the loan standard, but the FTEs are several less than before the crisis and layoffs, how will forgiveness be calculated?
When they say FTE, that means full-time employee or full-time employee equivalent. So they're going to have two time periods that you can look at before the crisis. I believe one is January and February of 2020 and how many full-time employees you had there. Or you could also look at, I believe, February through June of 2019. You would want to pick the one that has the less of your full-time employee count. And what they're going to do is they'll take that number and divide it by how many employees you had during the 8-week window. So on a basic example, if you had 10 before and then now you only rehired 5, you know, essentially 50% of your payroll costs will be forgiven. That's how that works.
Okay.
I'll add to that real quick.
Yes, please.
In the last frequently asked questions, I believe they said you have until June 30th to restore your employee count. So you have a little while to get back to that level.
Okay. So if you're online right now, or you came back online before you brought everybody back on, as long as you met, what did you say, June?
June 30th is the date they put in that you have until, what they said, to restore your full-time count, you have until June 30th.
And that it can be applied, I mean, as long as you're there by June 30th, it doesn't matter if you didn't have them all back on the payroll before then?
That's the way I interpret that, yeah. That's, originally, they were saying they were going to come up with some averaging, but I think that would get too complicated. So I think simplify that. They're going to say, all right, get there by June 30th.
What do folks do that pay on, not independent contractors, but pay employees on commission? Think about the field we're in the advertising business. How do we negotiate, you know, because checks vary. You have a good month, have an okay month, having a bad month, those checks vary.
Yeah, and that's just going to have to be on a case-by-case basis and kind of look at the cash flow. And you're just going to have to sit down and kind of do some analysis because, you know, ultimately the goal is to have this loan forgiven. You don't want to leave any cash on the table.
Right, right. This texter, and I've had this question after you and I talked last time. I'm glad somebody asked it again when you're on, said, my credit union isn't taking PPP apps. Other banks are telling me they are taking their established customers. Is this true?
It depends on the bank. You know, we've heard both. You know, there are some smaller banks out there that are taking new customers, and also if you show a willingness to at least open a business or, you know, some type of checking account at that bank, you know, they'll probably process it for you. Because, I mean, it is time-consuming on their end, so they want to win some business out of you at the end of the day.
And remind folks, too, if they were not listening in the last segment, one of your tips here for businesses is to open, if their bank doesn't already do it for them, to open a separate checking account to deposit these funds into.
Exactly. That's going to be the easiest way to keep track of what you're spending these loan proceeds on, because it's not automatically forgiven. You're going to have to provide documentation at the end of the day of what you use this loan for, and then it's up to the bank to process that documentation and say, you know, it was forgiven or it wasn't, and this is how much you have.
All right, here's another question on the 1099, the independent contractors. Can a leased car be used for as the 25% of other outside the payroll portion?
A lease car? I think it's just rent related to your office space.
I'm tempted to delve into that. Well, for a lot of folks, their vehicle is their office, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be exceptions to that, but just a general rule of thumb, I think it's probably referring to office space.
Okay, so some of these, number one, make sure you said make sure to check back in with your bank. I know this is some thin ice. How often would you, if somebody has not heard back from their bank, how often would you check back in, Andrew?
Yeah, honestly, what we've seen so far is these banks, it's probably taken them around, depending on the bank, 3 to 5 business days from when you turn in the application to get it submitted to the SBA. So if they've had it for a week, you might want to follow back up with them.
Okay. And then some good questions to ask are, like you said, are you going to open can I go ahead and open a separate account and get that moving in the money into there? And then for businesses, another takeaway was for a business that may not be open back up right now, you might want to ask for that deferment for the payment?
Right, yeah. The FAQ I mentioned to you earlier, it said in there, you know, how long the lenders have to disperse the funds. And so from the date it's approved from the SBA, they have 10 calendar days to give you the cash. So, you know, some banks are probably going to give it to you quicker than others, but you know, the law says you can defer it for 10 days. Again, that's going to be on a bank-by-bank basis, too, of how long they're willing to hold it.
Understood. Andrew, I appreciate the information. If people have more specific questions they want to ask you, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a lot of information on our website. Our firm's Crow Shields Bailey. We're in Mobile, Daphne, and Gulf Shores. It's csbcpa.com. And then also you can just call our main office number, 251-343-1012.
Andrew, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Hey, always a pleasure. Andrew Bailey with Crow Shields and Bailey. Hopefully getting some of y'all's questions answered on this SBA loan. And on the other side, the payments going out to Americans under $99,000 in income, those deposits started being made over the weekend. I know I saw on the text line several of y'all this morning said you looked and the money was there. If you haven't checked online, go check your bank account. Maybe some cash that showed up there. If you're waiting on checks, and May 1st, they're going to start sending them out unless they've adjusted that. That was one of the discussions. So that's everybody under $99,000 gets that money, $1,200 for individuals. A couple gets the $2,400 and $500 for each child. That could be in your bank account already. Go check that one. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile, hour number two. Y'all stay right there.